It was 5 years ago. You just need to get over it. That's what somebody said to me. So let me just remind you. At this time, 5 years ago, I was in lockdown for 2 weeks while my grandmother was dying and I couldn't go visit her because of the COVID restrictions. It was this time 5 years ago where the entire world got locked down and people were dying every single day and their families couldn't go visit them because of the restrictions. It was this time 4 years ago that I had to break in to a hospital to see my grandfather who had suffered a stroke after getting the vaccine. And I had to beg and cry and fall to my knees in front of a police officer who was standing guarding the emergency exits, the emergency entrances at the hospital. And I broke in there to go see my grandpa because of what had happened. It was at this time, not that long ago, where I had to lie to get into a different hospital because my brother had a near fatal motorcycle accident and I could only pretend to be his one allowed person. I had to pretend to be his girlfriend to go in and see him after he just got out of a coma. It was this time, not that long ago, that my dad died. He had taken the vaccines because he thought he had no choice. He was almost 60 years old. He didn't think he had another option and he was going to lose his license and his job had he not gotten the vaccine. It was this time not that long ago that people were screaming at me in grocery stores and yelling at me in the streets for not wearing a mask. It was this time not that long ago that families were split apart, people hating each other from the same families, where people weren't allowed at the Christmas dinner because they didn't have an experimental vaccine injected into their bodies. Do you remember? Have you forgotten? Are you one of those people that just like a goldfish, you forget what happens to you yesterday? So while I don't have the same anger in my heart because I have to choose to let that go for my own well-being, I'm never going to get over it. I am never going to forget what happened to us. I cannot. Because you think it's going to be the last time? You think it's the last time? Look at what the WEF is doing. Look at the new pandemic treaties. Look at everything that's happening. So while I no longer hold the same anger in my heart, I will always remember what happened. And I'm never going to just get over it. It will always be present for me because it has to. We need to be prepared for the future. And in any next times, we need more voices like mine that said, no, I will not wear a mask. I will not conform. I will not pass you my veins. No, I am resisting to the system that is here to sicken us, oppress us, and literally put us 6 feet underground.